Hello, this is Richard Martin of The Wake Up Call, a twice-weekly podcast broadcast every Monday and Friday from Malaysia. It is Friday, October the 4th, 2019. I am recording this a few days early on Tuesday because I will be out of town until Friday, and so I'm giving you this a little in advance. I have been broadcasting my podcast for the past 14 years, the first 9 of which I was featured on Progressive Radio Network. For the past 40 years, I have been involved in the investment industry. My show deals with economic and financial affairs of interest to the general public. And the reason you should listen to my shows is that there is a lot of information contained in them which you will simply never, ever encounter in the regular media. In particular, I am totally persuaded that each and every one of you should emigrate away from the United States without delay. I discuss the ramifications of this constantly in my shows, and again, you will hear concepts you have undoubtedly never encountered before. What you are listening to now is a synopsis of my show for today's broadcast, which is sent out to my donating listeners. If you would like to receive a full recording of my shows, please click on the Donate button, which you will find on the Podbean page to the left under the Links column. You will receive 2 one-hour shows a week, and your donation will be automatically deducted from your card on a recurring basis every 3 months, which can be cancelled simply by emailing me that you no longer wish to support the show. The suggested donation is $70, but I leave it to your discretion as to how much you wish to contribute. The minimum is $35 a quarter. Please listen to the end of this synopsis of today's show, and if you like what you have heard, I will give you details on how you can obtain 3 free shows. So let's have a quick look at today's show and see what we've got. Well, as I've said to my listeners on the main show, this month is probably the most critical month in British history for several hundred years, not excluding the Battle of Britain and the Second World War, but this is a grim time for Britain, and it will be over on the 31st of October. But until then, I am going to give you a larger than usual helping of Brexit, because I think it's important to follow this story and to understand what's happening. The interesting thing about Brexit from an American's point of view is that Brexit is the same conundrum that exists in the United States in terms of getting rid of Trump. It's actually quite stunning to see how those two issues meld together in this way simultaneously. So that's how we start the show today, with a little talk about Brexit. Then I am going to talk about how false evidence goes unpunished. The idea that the Adam Schiff, who said he was reading from the transcript of the telephone call in Congress, and that was the call between Donald Trump and Ukrainian President Zelensky. What he was saying was actually not in the transcript. He lied, basically. And I think he should be stripped of his powers and actually sent to jail. But hey, who cares what I think? Anyway, we're going to talk a little bit about that. And then I'm going to show you how people were wealthier in 1970 than they are today. I'm going to give you facts and figures in a rather unusual way, but it's quite convincing, and I'm sure you will approve. Fanny and Freddy, Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, are back. You remember that these were two government state enterprises which failed in 2008? Well, they are now bigger than ever and just got approved to throw one-fifth of $1 trillion at the multifamily sector. So we're back where we started. Rather grim, especially from the American taxpayers' point of view, because, of course, they have to pay for all this. But who cares about the American taxpayer, you know? Anyway, then we will talk about the impeachment mania. I'm going to talk about how the Democrats plan to get rid of Trump. It is, Trump is the top law enforcement official in the country, and it is entirely appropriate for him to go after corruption wherever it is found, including to the president of Ukraine. So that takes care of that conundrum. Last week, Puerto Rico went bankrupt, as I'm sure you know. So we need to talk about that. And I'd like to show how the issues of Puerto Rico are actually a mini version of what the federal government has. Exactly the same story, just in with the federal government's version on steroids. Then I have more to say on Boeing. I've been talking about Boeing for quite a few weeks now, and basically the aircraft, this 757 MAX, is unstable. It's dynamically unstable. So Boeing's going to try to dance away around that problem. But, Boeing gamed the certification system. It's total corruption of the first order. And we're going to talk about that today. There is, of course, no impeachable offense. I'm going to finish the show with another story on the Democrats hassling and hounding of Trump. It's just a political power play, basically. And the question is whether the American people will see through it or whether they'll just come to just meld in with the flow as fed up and too sick of the whole thing to take any more interest. I don't know the answer to that right now, but I don't think Trump will be impeached, and I don't think he will lose the election in 2020. So there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. And, for those of you who are exploring the idea of becoming patrons of the Wake Up Call, as I said, I will gladly email you privately, independently, 3 free shows so that you can sample the content of information that I provide in my twice weekly broadcast. Just send me an email, and in the subject line, just write sample shows or something like that, and I will take care of the rest. And I do hope that after listening to the free shows, excuse me, you will choose to become a paying patron and support the show and my efforts in helping me bring vital and important information to you that will help you make sense of these economically and politically unstable times that you're living in. So feel free, email me with the choice of any 3 shows, but I do recommend the latest 3 shows because the day-to-day events will be fresh in your mind and you'll be able to see what I do with them. I don't talk about everything, but the things I do talk about I think will be interesting for you to compare with what's actually going on in real time. All right, let me finish by giving you my contact information, starting with my email address, which you will need to ask for the free shows, among other things. It is rwlmartin1, that's my initials, rwlmartin1@aol.com. My Facebook address is, because I have a Facebook and a Twitter address, my Facebook address is www.facebook.com/Richard Martin's Wake Up Call. It's all lowercase, all one word, no spaces, no punctuation, Richard Martin's Wake Up Call, okay? And that is for my Facebook page, which gives you versions of events which are too short to warrant inclusion in the main show, but I think are important for you to know anyway. I also have a Twitter address for what I call my pithy one-liners, which you might like to consult from time to time. And the address there is www.twitter.com/rmwakeupcall. That's RM, my initials, and wake up call. RM, wake up call. All right, ladies and gentlemen, well, that's it for me today. And so it is or will be the weekend by the time you get to listen to the show. And so I wish you all, this is Richard Martin, a wonderful weekend. And I'll be back with you on Monday with another synopsis. So until then, take care. Bye-bye.